Campaigning in the Palestinian presidential race draws to a close tomorrow, and Mahmoud Abbas is all but certain to emerge the victor in Sunday's election. Abbas replaced Yasser Arafat as the head of the Palestine Liberation Organization. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports he's been courting militants as well as ordinary citizens in the West Bank and Gaza.
The campaign of Mahmoud Abbas bears all the trappings that accompanied Yasser Arafat's public appearances, a marching band, and a phalanx of blue-clad security guards. Posters plastered throughout towns in the West Bank picture the two men side by side, an image meant to show that Abbas is the bearer of the Arafat legacy, even as the candidate attempts to usher in a new era. This campaign rally in Ramallah packed a hall with hundreds of supporters of Fatah, the political movement founded by Arafat 40 years ago and inherited by Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen. Young men push to the front of the room to catch sight of their candidate and take up a chant. Sharon, be patient, they cry. Abu Mazen is digging your grave. The young men of Fatah are digging your grave. It's not the kind of sloganeering that inspires confidence in Israel, but it does provide a glimpse into what Abbas is up against as he promotes diplomacy over armed resistance in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Abbas has campaigned on a platform of opposing militant violence against Israel. He says it's counterproductive and should stop. But his tone suddenly hardened this week following an incident in the Gaza Strip. Early Tuesday, the army says there were four Qassam rocket firings, one of which injured an Israeli child. The military says troops identified a 6 to 8 man cell launching the rockets and opened fire on them. The attack killed 7 members of the same Palestinian family. The army says at least 4 were Hamas members. Relatives say they were tending strawberry fields and none were militants. Hours after the attack, an angry Abbas referred to Israel as the Zionist enemy, a throwback to the early days of the PLO. But even then, Abbas went on to urge restraint. We will react and defend ourselves when attacked, Abbas said. However, we will not take any reckless action, which might lead to more killing of our people. At times, Abbas has appeared to walk a tightrope, appealing to Palestinians who want an end to 4 years of fighting on the one hand and militants who don't on the other. Ali Jarbawi, political science professor at Birzeit University in the West Bank, says Abbas is simply appealing for the broadest possible mandate.
When you are on a campaign, you have to cater to the needs of different groups. It happens in Israel, it happens in the United States of America. But we look at the track record, and Mr. Abbas has a track record of calling for the demilitarization of the Intifada and for reaching a compromise, a peace settlement with the Israelis, if the Israelis are willing.
Jarbawi says Abbas will need concessions from Israel to overcome domestic mistrust. Mistrust is deepest in militant strongholds, such as the West Bank town of Nablus, where Abbas said today that after the election, he will negotiate with the Israelis. Militants here accuse him of betraying the liberation struggle. Nasser Juma is a member of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. The 38-year-old fighter, who is wanted by Israel, says Abbas has it wrong when he says the resistance must end.
Our Palestinian people have the right to exercise resisting the occupation. It is our right, and no one can take it away from us.
Nonetheless, Juma says the Al-Aqsa brigades will vote for Abbas, not because he will protect them, but because he is the candidate of Fatah. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.